subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to believe in him and to accept him and to believe in Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam and to accept him and to believe by following the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Not everything we are seeing we must believe. Not everything that we see around us we have to believe. There are many things that are being done and labeled under the name of Islam, and Islam is innocent from that action. Islam does not accept any action of violence or militancy. And a lot of militancy and violence are made under the name of Islam. Whoever are these people, and whatever they are, and wherever they are harming more they are benefiting. Everything has a beginning, and everything has an end. There is no anything that always going up. You go up, then you go down. You climb up the mountain, then you go down to the valley. The highest top of the mountain, highest mount of the mountain, what you say? Peak of the mountain, you reach, and then what you do? You go down. If you are down, you look at the peak and say, I want to reach there. You reach there, then you say, I reached the top, what am I going to do now? I'm going back down. You cannot stay there. It's not forever. Those who are hearing, you are not going to be always on the top forever. You are going to die. You are going to, when your death, when your ajal comes, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you, you are going to die. You are not going to be able to run. So why to have a something inside a human being that makes him always to look up and never accepting to look down? Always human beings think that we want to be better, higher. If they were thinking that they're going to be better in their spiritual life, that is good. But if they are running to be better in their political life or their dunya life, they are going to fall at the end. They are going to be losers, because at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling them for His presence and checking them. This dunya is wrapping off now. Wrapping up. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر, the judgment day approached and the moon split, and Prophet said, I came to the near to the judgment day like these two fingers, and he raised two fingers, they are near each other, I am so near the judgment day. What we are expecting? There is no more time for us to play. You have to trade now. The time of trading. Trading, bargaining, competing in your spiritual life. In the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it for everyone. The life that it is ever living, eternal life, which is the Akhirah. Here you can trade for Akhirah. You can bargain to reach Akhirah. If you don't bargain in order to compete and reach Akhirah, then we are going to lose. Islam never accepts lies. Lying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. Conspiracy, Allah prohibited. Criminality, Allah prohibited. Violence, Allah prohibited. Militancy, Allah prohibited. There is nothing we are hearing in this world except fighting, fighting, killing, 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 killing. For what? Under what name? Name of Islam. O mu'min, all what you need for your life, for your spiritual life, is a very small target that you have to hit, then everything in front of you will be open. That target, if you are able to hit it and kill it, then everything in front of you will be clear. أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْقَلْبِ مُضْغَطًا أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَطًا إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. There is in the whole body, in your whole body, there is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it as a small piece of flesh. If that is being saruhat, is being become corrected, the whole body will be corrected. If that piece of flesh is corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. And that is the heart. If you can close in the heart, there is one small place that shaitan enters, devils enters. If we can close that part, then your heart becomes full of heavenly light. Because Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah doesn't look at your picture, at your format, at your form. Allah looks at your heart. And Allah said, مَا وَسِعَتْنِي سَمَاءِ وَلَا أَرْضِي وَلَكِنْ وَسِعَنِي قَلْبَ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Neither my heavens nor my earth contained me, the heart of the believer contained me. Means that heart cannot have two. You never can have two things in the heart. Either you have haq or you have batil. Batil and haq doesn't mix. If you want to be with batil, shaitan's, your heart is with shaitan, under the control of shaitan. If you want to be with haq, your heart is going to be under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good choice. When you choose haq, you think Allah doesn't send for you that fountain of light fountain of knowledge. He will make it like a fountain, knowledge exploding inside your heart, enlightening you, enlighten you and enlighten other people around you, like an oasis. Oasis, there is water inside the desert, and around that is grass. As much as you are, as much as the oasis is big, the grass goes bigger. As much as the oasis of the heart is big, the knowledge becomes bigger, and those people around you benefit from you. Everything depends on this universe, on the center of gravity. Everything has a center of gravity. You know center of gravity? If that center of gravity is lost, if you do not control the center of gravity of a car and you are going down a hill, it will flip. If the airplane flying, and sometimes they make turns, so what they do? They move toward the left or toward the right, you see the whole plane going down. They turn it. If they go beyond that center of gravity, the whole plane will fall down, upside down. So everything depends on center of gravity. If that center of gravity, you cannot find it, or you cannot concentrate on it, then all what you are doing is falling apart. You build a high rise or a building, and if you don't build it correctly, if it is, what you say, angled, then it will fall, because center of gravity will be heavier than it, and it will make it to fall. Awliyaullah, always they know where is the main center of gravity of this universe. Their vision and their eyes and their hearts are there. That center of gravity, that main essence for this dunya, for the creation, not the creator, I'm not speaking about creator, no one can know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a hidden treasure. La ilaha illallah, complete, ghaib, unseen. Al-Khaliq, no one knows, only you understand his signs. But Al-Makhluq, the one created, you can know, because you are also created. So the center of gravity of this universe that we are living in and this creation is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we focus on that, then we will be able through him to see what cannot be seen. Through him we can hear what cannot be heard. Through him we can inherit knowledge. Through him we can understand what is going around us. And Allah said, Prophet ﷺ said, when he taught the blind man, when the blind man came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulallah, I want to see. Teach me something that I can see. He said, can you be patient? He said, no, I want to see. Because he is blind, he wants to come and pray with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He cannot see his way. And Prophet taught him the famous dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammad nabiyyi rahmah. O Allah, I'm asking you and invoking and calling upon you, invoking for the sake of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm coming to you through your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, إني أتوجه بك إلى ربي. I am seeking and invoking you, my way to my Lord through you. And till the end of the dua, we have it in English already translated. You can look it on our website. And the blind man went, because he was not patient, and he was able to see. He came, his eyes were open. What he did? He concentrated on Prophet, he invoked Prophet. His focus was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not shirk. You are asking Allah, you are not worshipping Muhammad, but you are asking Allah for the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beloved Prophet. What we understood from that example? Who want to answer? No one? That if you concentrate and ask, you will get what you want. Why that blind man get? Why that blind man was able to see? And that was a physical blind. The hadith has another meaning. That we are all blind. You want to see? Ask Allah for the sake of Prophet. We are blind. That's why Prophet asked him, can you be patient? He said no. If he said yes, he will be rewarded in Akhirah. Everything will open to him more than was open to him in dunya. That's why awliyaullah, they are not after getting to know what's going to happen tomorrow, or to fly in the air, or to move in space. That is not for them. That is, Naqshbandis never accept that. Naqshbandis, they for them is to keep Sharia. That's what for them. They never asked that they will have different than other people. They want to be the same level. Because they want to keep that power for Akhirah. They are patient. They know you are blind in dunya, never mind. If you are blind, preserve that power. Don't waste it in dunya. You be able to see, it's okay, you can see. But if you see and spend that power in dunya, you cannot use it in Akhirah, because you have already used it in dunya. Allah will give it to you, because you are concentrating and focusing on the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will reward you. But then, in Akhirah, you have already used that power in dunya. If they gave you, let's say 100%, you have power, you lose in dunya 60%, you will have for akhirah 40%. That's why awliyaullah, they don't want. Sayyidina Sha'ban al-Naqshband, in his time, if people looks at him, Imam al-Tariqa, who spread this order, which is coming from Sayyidina Muhammad to Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Sayyidina Ali from both sides, to Sayyidina, through different chains to Sayyidina Sha'ban al-Naqshband, in his time, his eyes were big. But if you look at his eyes, you see them turning like what you call this, two stones you put over each other and turn them to, grindstone. His black and white turning inside his eyes. He doesn't, if you look at his eyes, you don't see his pupil standing in its place like now we look at each other. No, the pupil is turning. One time it's more white, one time is more his pupil coming up. He's covering it. Why? Because he does not want to spend that power, waste that power that Allah gave to him in umur dunya, in the dunya problems, for that his murid. He's keeping that power for akhirah. One time, his village was in drought for 1 year completely. There was nothing for people to eat. They came and they said, Ya Shah al-Naqshband, Ya Muhammad Baha'uddin Naqshbandi. This is in Bukhara. They came to him and they said, everyone is suffering from hunger, children, women, men, everything. And people are hungry. What do they have to do? So they came complaining. He is their spiritual advisor, guide, a scholar, big scholar. He said, find for me someone that he has, you know, the wheat, some of wheat that he preserved in his house. Still he has some, feeding his children, bring them to me. So they looked all over Bukhara, they found one bag with some very rich person, has one bag of wheat. They brought it to him. He put it in the grindstone, and you know, in the old times, some villages today in the third world countries, they use the same thing. They put an ox or an animal and turn around these stones and turn around in order to grind the wheat to become one flour. So they brought it to him. He put it between the two stones, and he, instead of the ox, he put what you call that one that you ark. He put, what you call it?
Yoke.
And then he was putting and turning. As he is turning, because of his miraculous power, wheat was coming, flour was coming. And he said to the village, fill as much as you can. Everyone bringing bags. And he was turning and turning and turning, and that's coming out. The wheat is coming out, and they are filling their bags. Until they filled the whole village. For 1 week he was doing that. Until they filled every warehouses, everything that they filled. And then he stopped, and that hunger was finished at that time from that village. When he was dying, after many, many years, when he was dying, his students were putting him on the bed, and he was dying, sick. They put him in the bed, he falls on the floor. And Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband move on the floor, crawling on his chest, and say, Ya Afu, Ya Afu. All his beard is on the floor, and what you say, rubbing his beard and his face on the floor of the room and saying, Ya Afu, Ya Afu, Ya Afu, O Allah forgive me, O Allah forgive me, O Allah forgive me. Why? Everyone was surprised. Why? He said that in all my life I tried to keep as much as I can not doing any miraculous power, to show any miraculous power. But because I was feeling pity for the people and they are hungry, I put my will, I tried to put through my will to bring a miraculous power in order to feed the people. And that was not the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows best. Why I'm interfering in Allah's will? For that reason, Allah is asking me, when I am now passing my soul, and I am dying, Allah is asking me why I interfered in His business, in His work, in His will. You are better than me or my servant. Do you have more mercy than me? Why you have put your finger in it? That's why Naqshbandis, they never try to show miraculous power. If they want to do something, they do it indirect. People will not know, will not feel it. They do something that solves problems for others. And for themselves, they don't do anything for themselves. They will take the burden, carry the whip, and they don't do anything for themselves. So Sayyidina Shah Naqshband, he kept his eyes, that power that was in his eyes, safe to use it in the hereafter. Because at that time, people will be in need for awliyaullah in the presence of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and in the presence of Allah. And that's why he was keeping that power, not wasting it in dunya. So if we are blind, but if we are patient and keep focusing on our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not asking anything in return, and be patient, Allah will open for you in dunya and open for you in akhirah. So our center of gravity is our heart. And in our heart, there is a small place where shaitan can enter. If we close that place, then that heart will be full of haqq, and batil will go. If batil goes, and the heart is full with haqq, with the light of knowledge that Allah gives to us, we will direct that power to the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from there everything opens. That suhbah today, I'm saying, is that lot of change is going to happen. Lot of changes going to come on those people who are militant, violent, criminal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers. He didn't send tyrants. Allah sent messengers, prophets, and He sent the seeds of messengers, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He showed us the way. After Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no prophets. And Allah does not accept tyranny. Prophet was peace-loving, showing happiness to humanity, calling people for happiness and the humanity for happiness. So those who are, from whatever background they are, from whatever race they are, either they will come back to Haqq and they follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Siratul Mustaqim, or punishment of Allah is coming on them. They are using the name of Islam to destroy Islam. You have to stop. They are going to be asked why they destroyed the name of Islam, for what reason, what benefit, what they are getting out of it. Nothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give people time, but He doesn't let them to exceed the limits. The limits is coming. These limits are coming. These barricades, we are coming to a barricade now. In front of us there is a big barricade, heavenly barricade. Say, don't step over. You step over, you will be finished. Those who want to be finished, let them step over. Awliyaullah took a decision now. After 15th of Sha'ban, a decision has been taken. Those on Haqq are going to live. Muslim, non-Muslim, on Haqq they are going to live. Those on Batil, they are going to go. Muslim, non-Muslim, who is on Batil, who is tyrant, who is doing something wrong against humanity, who is destroying peace, going to go, who is on haq, Muslim and non-Muslim on haq, are going to live. And when they live, after that big separation, Mahdi alayhi salam is coming, Husayn Isa alayhi salam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, he is as-sadiq al-amin al-mazduq. Whatever he said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was saying, Sadaqta ya Rasulullah. And we say, Sadaqta ya Rasulullah. Sadaqta ya Rasulullah. Sadaqta ya Rasulullah. He said, Mahdi is coming, Isa is coming. We believe Mahdi is coming, Isa is coming. We believe today, not tomorrow. If tomorrow comes, then we say, tomorrow will be coming. We have to be ready. We have to prepare our spiritual behavior, our manners, characters, trading now, to be able to see that golden time and golden age. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. Say, haq is coming, batil is going. And that 15 of Sha'ban, the decision was taken for heavenly years, the beginning of the heavenly years, that haq is going to stand up, batil is going to disappear. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ وَحُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ